ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Maseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Dalet. The Ikar Sugya is a hemshich with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara said that in order to be chayiv a carbon Shavuos Edis, there has to be a tviyas moment. And the Gemara said a machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Where the Mekor is, Rabbi Kiva said from the Pasuk, Voya ki yesham la'achas me'ela, yesh me'ela shu chayev, yesh me'ela shu potter, and that's kelketza, tovay momin chayev, if there's a tvi of momin, then ki me'chayev kormen shvuas eidus, dover achir is potter. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili had said, he learned from the Pasuk, v'hu eidai roi yoda, be'edus ha'miskayemes b'riya b'loy yediya, u'v'yediya b'loy ri'iya ha'kosu medaber, that the Torah, when it's being me'chayev, a carbon of Shavuos Edus is talking about where the Edim do not say Edus in the type of Edus which could be in the sky with only Edus of Re'ia or only Edus of Yediyah. Re'ia without Yediyah or Yediyah without Re'ia, and that can only be by Mammon and not by other Edusin. And the Gemara gives an example. For Gemara Manisi Lechab if Pliny Pliny, Yavoyu Pliny Pliny V'yaidu. That's an example of Re'ia below Yediyah. That means they saw that he gave him, counted out money to him, and they didn't know if it was a matana, if it was a halva, or it was piroi, and they have no idea what happened over there. And the Nitva says that let Pliny and Pliny come, let the two Edom come and be made, that I put the money, that it was given the money in front of me, and then I'll pay back. So that is called, according to the Gemara, an Edus of Re'ia. They only saw, but there's no Yediyah. They don't know if there's actual halva, there's no actual halva. And Rashi is explaining and saying that we don't know if the money is a matana or a halva. And the Nitva says that if the Edom will come and say that the money was given to me, so then I'll pay it back. And that's called an Edus of Re'iyah without a Yediyah. They don't know if there's a Schaivus Mammon or not. And in such a case, that's enough to, that type of Tvi of Mammon would be enough to Mechaiv a Karban Shvua. The Gemara in Lamed Dalet gives another example. The Gemara says by Knas, there is no exact case of Re'iyah without a Yediyah. By Knas, you have to know if there is a Chiyuv or if there is no Chiyuv. By Mammon, it's Shayach Ha'edus of Re'iyah without Yediyah. But by Knas, it's not Shayach Ha'edus of Re'iyah without Yediyah. You have to have a Yediyah that there's a Chiyuv Knas in order to Mechayiv Mammon. And that's the thing I wanted to say, is Nafkan Bina between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. Eide Knas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili who says, Ve'eide Yodai Ro. Then it would exclude Eide Knas. The Rishayim ask on Rashi a Gevaldika Shaila that Rashi, according to the way Rashi understands it, Pashtus, it means that you yourself are being Mechayev Mammon if the Edom will come and say that money was given to you. L'chayra, how does Rashi know that in such a case there will be a Chiyuv Karban Shvuah? The Edom don't know at all if there's a Chiyuv Mammon. They don't know if it was a Halva, they don't know if it was a Matana. The whole Hischaivus here is only Alpi Atzmai. He is Mechaiv himself. But the Edom are not Mechaiv Yamamin. You're saying that if the Edom will come and say that money was put into my hand, then I will pay it. The Edom don't know that the money was put into your hand, B'Tayras Halva, or that there should be a Hischaivus Mammon. It's only your dibur that's mechayev you money. So it's your schayevus on your own. Mechatesa, that in such a case is a chiyuv of carbon shvua. It's lashon of the Ritvayas, that over here, it's only v'nei tenoish and ischayev bekach. It's your tenai, it's your admission, your words that are mechayev you to pay. V'chein b'chol tenai she'im mishum edis. If that would be true, then in every case of a tenai where there's no edus of mechayev mamon, should also be mechayev a carbon shvua. For example, if he says im teitze chama, or he says yoyim pleni kach v'kach, then I'll pay. In such a case, also that if Edom don't say the edus of teitze chama or yoyim omar pleni kach v'kach, then they're holding back a chiyuv mamon. There should be a chiyuv carbon shvua. We don't find such a thing that the chiyuv carbon shvua in the egene eschayvus. L'chayr, you have to have that Edom are mechayev mamon, and by the Edom not saying an edus, which would be mechayev mamon, that's what leads up to a chiyuv of a carbon shvua. That's one shaila that the Rishayim ask. The Rishayim ask a second shaila, Ritva and Ramban, that later the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Segli, we mentioned before, Mashbia Ede Knas is potter. Why? Because on Knas, you don't find an example of Re'iyah below Yediyah. You have to have a Yediyah that there was a Chiyuv. L'chayr, according to Rashi, you do find an example, even by Knas. Because if, let's say, he says that let's say there were Tevei and Machiv Knas, that you were Manas Isha, and he says, Loi Baalti, I was not Manas Isha. But he says, if Eden will come and say that I was once Baal, so then I'll be Machayev Knas. So that's such a case, that's the Ede Re'iyah below Yediyah, and he is Taka Machayev himself. It's not called a Maida B'Knas, he's not Maida in the actual Chiyah that is Manas Isha, but he says he'll pay if Eden will come and say he was Manas Isha. So that's right in Eschayvus Atzmi, is Egen Eschayvus, and in such a case, L'Chayra, you should have a Chiyah Karmen Shvuah. Why does the Gemara say that according to Yehsi Aglili, in such a case, Mashbiyah D'Knas is no din Karmen Shvuah? Now L'Chayra, the Rishayim's Kasha is Mavur, that that's not called a Maida B'Knas. Why? Because you're not being Maida in the actual Chiyah of Einis, that's Mechayev Knas, you just Mechayev yourself moment. You say, Loi Baalti, you say you did not do the Bia, and therefore Be'etzim, you're not Mechayev Knas, but you're saying that if Edom will come and say that you were Ma'anis Isha, then you Mechayev yourself to pay. And that's called, that's L'chayres, Chayev is Ma'alman. Therefore, the Rishayim ask that it, since the Chiyuv is not Alpi the Edom, the Chiyuv is Alpi Atzmai, that's the Gemara, no, there's no carbon Shvuah. And that the kasha is, the chayri still have, there should be a chiyuv karmen shvuah, just like you say by mammon is a karmen shvuah in such a case. Why should knas be different? That's the Rishayim's kasha. Now you find the knas also a chiyuv karmen shvuah, where in the case where it's not a moedah b'knas. The chayri, we just have to point out that if that's true, it's not really a mashbiyah de knas, because it's not a chiyuv of knas, it's a chiyuv of mammon. You're being mechayv yourself al pi atzmai. It's not a chiyah moment. So you have to explain the Rishayim's kasha is that the Gemara says that you don't find a chiyah of carbon shvuah by mashbiyah de knas. L'chor, you do find a case by mashbiyah de knas of ede ria below yidia, which you mechayev the person to pay because he said, I'll pay if Edom will come and say that they saw that I was boiling Isha. And that in such a case, there is a Chiyuv Karmen Shvuah. So the Gemara is not, the Rishayim are not asking that we have a case of actual Chiyuv Knas and a Karmen Shvuah. The Rishayim are asking that we do have a case of Mashbiya Ede Knas, which would be Mechayiv you a Karmen Shvuah. And the Gemara is Mashma that by Knas, Edom can't be Mechayiv if they're only made Edus Re'iyah without Yediyah. The Rishayim are asking, there's no Nafkemina between Knas and Mammon. Just like by Mammon, where the person says, if Edom will come and say that I received this amount of money from this person, although they don't know how I received it, if it's Halva or not, I'm a Chayiv myself. That's enough to be considered a Chiyuv Mammon, a Tvias Mammon, Legabi Chiyuv Karmen Shvuah. So by Mashbiyah de Knas, you have the same idea. Applies to Mashbiyah de Knas. If he says that the Tevei, they Tevei him and say, Anasta Patisas Bitu, if Neplaini and Plaini. He said he wasn't Manas Isha Ma'ilam, but he says if Edom will come and be made that I was Manas and Isha, then I'll give Aniyat and Lachakach Vekach. That's also Edus of Re'iyah below Yediyah. And it should be mechayev a karmen shvuah. And the Tosa Rosh gives a teres to this kasha lefi Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, that it's not shver that you should find in knas a case of chiyuv karmen shvuah pi atzmai. Why? So the loshna Tosa Rosh is that the voima he says really this the person is saying lehoy dvar ma'ilam. I'm not mechuyev at all knas. He's saying yavoyu edim v'yoidu, and then I'll pay. So he says, "Aloshenu v'knas le'mishalm ki aygavna at she'idu shechayev oisei knas." In this case, you won't be chayev b'toiras knas. L'chayri, he means that even according to Rashi, when the person says that if Edom will come, yavoyu Edom v'yidu, I'll give. That's not stam a nayer hischayvus, a regular hischayvus that I'll have to give money. I'm chayev myself to give money. L'chayr, according to Rashi, that's not that you say, if Edom will come, then I'm mechayev myself, that's not a new chiyuv. Then, because if that would be true by Knas, also you can mechayev myself mamon. What Rashi means is that when you say that when Edom come and say that I receive money, I'm mechayev myself, it means that I'm being moida to the chiyuv mamon that of halva, what the Edom are saying. The Nitva is saying, I don't remember any chiyuv. But if Edom will come and say that I received the money from this person, so then I'm moided, I'm bemes chayiv to him. It's not a neschayivus chadosha. It's a haidah, together haidahs baldin on the actual chiyuv that's being being nitva, that is being nitva on. So therefore, since there's a haidah on the chiv, that haidah is bal din, so then that is mechayiv your carbon shvua. But by knas, you'd be potter. Because when you're saying, if you say loy ba'alti, I didn't do the bia. But if they made that I was boil of different bias chiyav, then I'll be chayav. So if I'm being moida on a different bias chiyav, so then that's weiter hoidah, and hoidah will be potter, weiter knas will be potter. So if we manushach by knas, you wouldn't be able to have a chiyav carbon shvu in such a case. Because it's not that Rashi means a new hischayvus. Rashi means a hoidahs baldin on the hischayvus that were being done on. A male by mamain, that could be a proper tviya and a proper hischayvus and a proper chiyav carbon shvua. Mashenkin by knas, if it's a new hischayvus, then it's not knas. It's not you mean made to the knas. And if it's the other hischayvus, you mean made to it. You mean made to it, so then you can be potas, made to be knas. So it won't be anyway be shaykh to have a chiyav carbon shvua. The Rishonim say a different mahalach in what it means, Eidus Re'iyah B'loi Yediyah. The Rishonim say Eidus Re'iyah B'loi Yediyah means, for example, let's say he was Teveyu Amana, and you answer back and you say, Lahadam, you never ever borrowed $100, you don't owe it. And then Edom come and say that he gave you Amana. So you had already said you never borrowed money. But now you taina that in a chanami, you talk of borrowed, but you paid it back. But at the same time, since originally you claimed that there was no halva, you never borrowed money, and the Edom were makrish you, so you're Hosek Kafrin. And the din is, kolemole lavisi, if you say you never borrowed, it's kolemole pirati dummy. You said it never happened. And the Edom come in afterward and say that you did borrow the money, so now you're mukhash, and you can't tie in now that you paid it back, because you yourself admitted, kolemole lavisi, kolemole pirati dummy. So the chayr that blinds an edus of re'iyah b'loi yediyah, because the edim don't know it is a chiv. It's just that through the fact that the edim say that there was a halva and there's a koshet his tain of leila visi, we automatically have a chiv because kolayim leila visi kolayim leila pirati dami. Once he was kaif, he's also kafir, he can't say anymore there was a piroin. So the mele there'll be a chiv mamon. The chayr, the gather of the rishonim is that's haidas baldin. So therefore there'll be a chiv carbon shvua and mamon. But by knas, there won't be such a chiv, because your mashias atzmai, the edim can't mechayiv you, and you can only mechayiv idea haido asay. With that you said le ba'alti is ki le malay lavisi, it's like the same idea that you said that you never borrowed money. If you say you never borrowed money, you never borrowed it, so that means you never paid it, and then there'll be a chiv on you. But that chiv is through your own haido, and therefore this cheshbon of the rishayim to explain edus riyah b'loy yediyah, that the combination of what the Edom say to makrish your claim of Leila Visi, and then a combination of the fact that you're being maida, that you didn't pay, because claim of Leila Visi, claim of Leila Pirati Dami, will only be mechayiv your korban shvu in Mamon, but not in Knas. In Knas, that will be considered a maida b'knas. In other words, we don't need an actual haidah of chiv. A haidah that comes out of a kfira of even with a klal of kolayim lelevisi, kolayim leperati dami, is enough to be considered a haidah in knas, and the din would be that moide b'knas would be potter. The Rishonim bring from Yerushalmi that says not like that. They said you'd be chayv in such a case, because that haidah is not a clear-cut haidah. It's a haidah that comes out of a kfira. It's not that you are moide to a chiv. You would just, there is a haidah here, and the male there's going to be a chiv. But it's not a haidah and a chiv. You are maida that you didn't borrow money. You are maida leila visi. You are maida that you never happened. Kiel the chiv knas. So that means obviously you never paid it. But you never said that you mechuyev to pay it. You just said that it never happened. You makish to edim. The edim contradicted you and said it did happen. Once it did happen, so now you mechuyev to pay based on your haidah. That should be considered haidah. The gabri din a maida beknas is a chiddush, because it's not a haidah on the chiyuv, it's haidah that comes mikayach kfira. It comes out of haidah, but it's not a direct haidah, the yichayiv knas, it's a haidah that there was no payment. Once haidah is no payment, mail will come out a chiyuv. Mikivager in the Tshuvis talks about a very similar case. He brings from his edim that the Gemara says, Mabba Kamadav Kuvzainim Abbeiz, the Rosh Hashanah said, Atoyin Tainas Ganav Pikodoin. Somebody who claims that somebody stole the object that he's watching, and once he's shalach boyad, he's going to be potter. He's telling time he's going to be kodin. If he's a shalach boyad, he's going to be potter from the din of kefil of shuas of tainus ganav. Why is that? So the Gemara asks that Lachayra, a Shomer, once he swears that he was Noishalach Bayad and was stolen, and afterwards it was Edom come and say that he was the one who was holding and he was the one who Shalach Bayad, but he originally said he was Noishalach Bayad. So the Chayra, why is that? Why isn't that a regular classical case of Tainus Ganim? It should be. Why you put him a kefil? Why do you makabel the Edim that the Chavetz is in his hands, and you makabel his Eidah that he was Leishalach Bayad? So it's Eidah's Baldin was Leishalach Bayad, and Mela we know for sure that he stole it. So it should be Chayiv kefil. Why is it that there's no din of Tain Tainus Ganim? Why is the din? Why does Sheisha say that a Tain Tainus Ganim Pikodin Kivin Shalach Bayad is Potter Lechayra? Since he claimed that he was, he swore that it was not Shalach Bayad and it was stolen. So then, but we see not like that. So he was makrish Eidim. So then, if he was mekabel, he should mekabel Zedol at least that he was not Shalach Bayad. So it's Zedol Spadin that he's not Shalach Bayad. And once he wasn't Shalach Bayad, he's chayv because he was the ganav. If he was the ganav, so he should be chayv kefil like a regular din of Tain Tainus Ganav. So basically, the Chayra, the Gemara is saying, it's like exactly what we spoke about from the Rishayim. The person says Loi Lavisi, and Edom came and say that he borrowed money and he paid it and he paid it back. So you have to, he's mechuy to pay because since he mekabel the edus that he borrowed, not like what he said Loi Lavisi, but he in his own was moed that he did not pay. So he has to pay. So here also we should mekabel the edus legabi that it's in his hands. We should mekabel his edah that he was not shalach boyat. We should be mechayiv him also his edah as baldin. Kivegas says on this kasha that maybe by knas you can't mechayev him because zamayde be knas, even though he didn't say it, but you can't be dan achiyev al pi oidosay. And lechayri it means ishtel su this ritva in our sugya. This ritva the Rishayim now sugya by leonat, by somebody who says to Edom say that you manas this isha, and he says leonasti isha mi'el when never was manas isha, and Edom came and say you manas isha before. You were. So now he's over to Kafrin, but still he doesn't pay Knas. And Lechayr, there should be a Chiv to pay now because his whole teretz was the Leonasti, and that was Mukhish from the Edim. But Leonasti means he didn't pay. So now that we know you were Manis, so then you should have to pay. It should be Al Siyohido. And in such a case, the din is you don't pay Knas because that's included in Mashiach Satsma, that's in Vaydebe Knas. So you see that even though the Hido wasn't on the Etzem Chiyuv Knas, you didn't say Onasti, you didn't weren't Maida that you Ma'anis, but even if Hido comes out through your words because you Makrish Edim and now we know that you were Ma'anis and your words tell us that you didn't pay, that's also called a Din Hido Beknas. And then would be that you'd be potter. You can't mechayev him. Mail in the case of the Shalach Bayad, where he's also the Eidah is coming out through his own words. We would say the din of Maida Beknas and be potter. So in summary, what we learned is that the pshat in the Gemara of Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah, according to Rashi, is that the Edim say that we saw money be given over to your hands, and you had said that if the Edim say such a thing, you'll have to pay. We explained Rashi that that's not stam a new eschayvus of mamain. That is a hidoas baldin to the chi of mamain that is being demanded of you. And the mail that only applies to mamain that you should be able to have a chi of carbon shvua and not by knas. By knas, since the eschayvus, it's a hidoas baldin, it's not a new eschayvus, the din would be it's by the knas is potter. And we also learned another chiddush that according to the Rishonim, that if the Hidah in Knas is not direct, it's not that you directly said that you were manas isha, but you said you were not manas, but then which means you were mighty, did not pay. And then Edom come and say you were manas, that's also called a Hidahs bal Hidah, and that would have the din, the mighty be Knas is potter. And we would arrive from Kiveger that says the same idea in the case of Toyantainas Ganem, that your Hidah is not mechayev you. Knas. Even if the Hidah is not a direct Hidah of Chiv, even if the Hidah was that you were saying your putter and we only extract from your words a Chiv because of what you contradicted the Edom. Let's move on now to a few important Oris on the Sugya. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph goes back and forth if we should learn out Shvuas Eidus that requires a Tvias Mamin from Shvuas HaPikadon, or we should learn out from Shvuas Bitui. The Gemara says that mistavro mi pikadin havli lemelev, we should learn it from shvus hapikadin, and the Gemara gives many different reasons why they're doima chet mezid. But two of the reasons are tave v'chafre. There's tviya and there's kfira. Rashi explains, because Eidus, Shavuos Eidus, and Pikadon, Boinai, De Taino Ukfira, Mashain came with Shavuos Bitui. Both Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikadon are similar in that they both have a Taina and a Kfira. And therefore, it makes sense to learn out Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaPikadon, and to say that the din is only in the case of Tvias Mamin. L'chayra, Rashi just means that Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikadon both come a day to Bali Dinin. There's a Taina and a Kfira, means that there's somebody, it's a Tevein Nitva, there happens to be, it's a discussion between two people, between the Mafki, the Nifgat, between the Tevein and the Nitva, and Shavuos Eidus. But not that the Chiyah Shavuos HaPikadon is Dafka of the Zetvir. You don't have to have Dafka Tvir, it has to be a Din Torah between two people. But the Rimagash is Medayik, this Gemara, and says the Raya that a Shavuos HaPikadon is only Chayiv if there's an actual Tvir, Mitzad the Mafkid, who says, Ten li pikdaini. That means the Rimagash took the Gemara when they, literally, it says, you need, both of them are Tavi v'chofre, so that's a Raya that the Chiyah Shavuos HaPikadon is also only if there's a Tvir. Without a tefia, then there won't be a chiyush shvus habikadon. But lechayr it's a pella, because the Gemara early in Daf Lamed Beis mevor that shvus habikadon does not require tefia. It says v'chichesh ba'misa kolduhu. The chichesh ba'misa kolduhu sounds like that all you need is a kosha, but you don't need a din tefia. With that, it's in that way it's different than shvus edus. Now Gemara just means that there's two bali dinim. The Rimagash, Taka learned that it's Meduik. We'll see later, maybe in the beginning, Shavuos HaPikadon, a way to Miyashiv, the Rimagash. That's a very important Oro. Nocha Oro is that the Gemara says that according to the Gemara says that Lame that Vyesekliv less say the Ravacha. Vyesekliv does not hold the Ravacha. What does it mean? It doesn't hold the Ravacha? Ravacha says the Gomel Oicher, Bena Gemalim. The Gomel goes crazy between the other Gemalim, and you find the Gomel Harig Bitsidai, Biaduash is a Harig. You know for sure he killed him. That means you go Basur Umdana. Because it said, Gemara says, Rabbi Yisik Lila would hold the Ravacha, then Din Nefashis, you also find such examples. So it can't be that he holds like Ravacha. Yisik Lila that says, Ein Eidus Miskayemus, only Biriya Viyadiyah, besides Eidus Mamin, it cannot be like Ravacha, who is Mechayiv, and Lashon Rashi is, even Bididomi, even Lechayra, even with just an Umdana. Pashtus, it means that there's no Miuchadik Adin of Eidus Yadiyah without Riyah, it just means that according to Rav Acha, a Umdana is called a Yadiyah to Bezdin. That if there's an Umdana that the Gobel killed, so that's a knowledge, Bezdin knows that it happened. And then Rabbanon hold that an Oymed, Ma'oymed is possible. Because it's not enough of a Bira. Bira of Umdana is not enough to be considered a Yadiyah in Bezdin. Rav Acha, that goes Basur Umdana, holds that through Aiden, that see this matziv of Gomel Oichem and Gemalim, which is l'chayr only umdin, it's not clear riyah, but that's called a yediyah. The Chazon Ish also learns the Gemara like that, and Ebenezer similar to Beis, that the nekudas hamachleik Rabban Ravacha is whether or not an umdin is considered a yediyah to Bezdin or not. But not that there's two inyanim, umdina plus yediyah b'lei riyah. It's one inyan. One inyan of, is an umdin considered a yediyah or not? Points out that Lecher in the Yad Raman Sanhedrin Naflamed Zayin is it's mashma that it's two inyanim. There's one nidain of umdina, you go bas umdina, you don't go bas umdina, and another nidain of Eidus Yadiyah without Riyah. The Raman says that Ravach and Rabban argue in two nekudas. One if you go bas umdina, and they also argue in Din Nefashis if you go bas Eidus Yadiyah without Riyah. Lecher, the Pashtus is it's not two nidainim, it's all one nidain. The Koran Ravach that holds you go bas umdina, that means that that's a yediyah to Bezdin. And the Rabban that argue and say, don't go bust the Umdana, they hold that that Umdana is not enough of yediyah. The Behemis, another aura, is that according to Rav Acha that holds you go bust the Umdana, how does the Umdana help you might see Mammon? Umdana is not, you can't be might see Mammon, just stand with the Umdana. So the Gemara, Babas, and that's not a gimel, the Gemara wants to be toileted in Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel if Hoylch be Mammon Acha Rav or not. The Gemara wants to say that the Koran Rav Acha that says that you go bas umdin, you go bas a raif, which is mashma that umdin helps because it's a beer in the suffix, like a beer of raif. But again, you see the same nekuda that the side of the umdin is that blibes like a yediyah. Maybe it's a yediyah, or it has a din of a beer like the koyach of a raif, and it can be might see mammon, but it's not stam a naya din that whether you go bas umdin, you don't go bas umdin. It's a din that the umdin blibes a hechacha, blibes a hechacha, either b'teres a yediyah or b'teres like the gather arrive of which is a beer enough to be mighty mammon. The fi'd ma'adam holds hoyach mammon achar arrive. Noch a very important nekud in the sugi is that you see from Rav Acha that just like it helps the Rishonim and Bedayik from Rav Acha, just like it helps the Umdana legabe dine mominis, it also helps the Umdana legabe dine nefashis. Helps for both. And Tosfos asked Hakim in the sugi in Sanhedrin, that's mashma that it doesn't help Umdana dine nefashis, and he says the maskara does help an Umdana in dine nefashis. In the Rambam, in Perik Chof in Hilch Sanhedrin, Loch Aleph says that ain't Bezdin Oinshin Ba'im Din Hadas. Bezdin cannot punish with just estimation. El al pi edim b'riya brura. Only al pi edim with a clear vision, clear riya. Afil oya edim roya mimim v'edim soa shiradavach chaveri. One person ran after his friend, v'nim tzahorig, you find that he's dead, he's killed. Ain't arguing you can't kill him. Shnever v'noki v'tzadik al tarig. V'noki v'tzadik al tarig means that unless you have a clear yediyah that he, Reuven, killed Shimon, you can't go ahead and accuse Reuven of Ritzicha. Umdana alone is not good enough. Noki v'tzadik al tarik. And the Ram Taka says, in Ismail and the Leisa say Reish Tzadik, the law of Noki v'tzadik al tarik, which is a din v'yuchid and din in the fashis, that you can't be hoirig al pi umdana. And the Ramban and Asogis asks, and the Shitz Rambam, that we don't hold the Kervachin even in Mominus. So why do you have to have come on to a Pasik by Din and the Fashis? They don't go Basa Umdana. L'chaira, the only tzad to go Basa Umdana and Din and the Fashis is if you go Basa Umdana also in Dine Mominus. And who holds you go Basa Umdana and Dine Mominus? The Shit Ravacha. Ravacha now Sugi is the one who holds by Gomel Eichem Mein Agmelim that you go Basa Umdana in Dine Mominus. And just like you go Basa Umdana in Dine Mominus, you hold the Rishonim Vadaik. He holds you also go Basa Umdana in Dine Nefashis. But we don't pass like Ravacha. So we don't hold you go Basa Umdana not in Dine Mominus, not in Dine Nefashis. So why did the Rambam need to say that the reason why you don't go Basa Umdana in Dine Nefashis is because of the Pasuk of Noki Vitzadik Al Tarik? Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer and Chedek Aleph Simon Chav Hei is Miyashim, and he says since there are cases of umdanas that the Rabban agree will help in Dine Mominus. In other words, the machlokes between Rav Acha and the Rabbanon is in a stam umdana, like the case of Gamal Eichem Ben Akmalim. Rav Acha holds that umdan is enough in Dine Mominus and Dine Fashis, and the Rabbanon, oh, that's not enough. But the Rabban do agree that certain umdanas do help in Dine Mominus. On that's why the Ram needed to say that legabe dina nefashes, it's exeris hakosev of enoki v'tzadik al tarig, that no umdana helps in dina nefashes bichlal. So that's the way to miyashiv the Ramban's kash in the Rambam, that he needed to have a special pasuk in dina nefashes of enoki v'tzadik al tarig to say you don't go baser umdana, because there are examples of umdana with the Rabban agreed to Rav Acha that you'd go baser umdana. But the Pella is that now a sugya is very shver, because the sugya says that it helps umdana din and nefashis. According to Rav Acha, it helps the umdana din nefashis. L'chayr, what happened to the pasuk of Noki v'tzadik al tarik? The Rabban's kasha in the Rambam was what he needed for. But l'mais, there is such a pasuk, Noki v'tzadik al tarik, which says that you can't kill somebody unless it's a vadai that he's a ritzeach. So without a vadai, he's a ritzeach, he can't kill him. So what does it more mean that you go basu umdana? So Rameh Simcha Nor Sameach in Perek Yudal Hichas Edis says that Einoch Hanami, you can't kill Alpi Umdana. But what do you do? What does it mean? It means there are examples that you would be Machnisin Lechipa. It means you bring him into a room. Like for Eba Edis Miuchedes, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Aleph, which we have to aid him that Reuven killed Shimon, but they're Eidim Miuchedes, they didn't connect, and therefore they're not Kosher B'teres Eidim, or Kosher B'dikas, which is pretty clear to Bezin that there was a Ritzicha, but the Maisal, it's a legal clause that you can't kill him based on these Edim. So in such a case, the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, Naf Pe'al from Abay, Zayimachnisin Le'kipa. What does that mean? That means the bearer that of this Edus really helps the Gabi Mominus. And Betzim, it should help the Gabi Nefashis also. It just is exerus HaKosev not to kill him. But since the Lamaisa, it's clear to Bezin that he's a Ritzeach, so you machnis nice l'kipa. So over here also, the Edom have a tefillah, you have a tefillah in the Edom, they should come to be made on the Umdana, that or whatever they saw, which will generate an Umdana, and through that, there'll be a din of machnis and oisai l'kipa. So you can't ask that, how can you say Umdana helps din nefashis, is a pasik of Noki v'tzarek al tarig, and you can't kill based on an Umdana. In a chanami. But there's still a tefillah for that Edus, because the Edus would help legabi the din of machnis nice l'kipa.
Now Shmuel in Makis and Nafyud asks that in the Nin of the Gemara, if there's a carbon shvum in the Nafashis, L'chayr, you need a tviya. And we mentioned this before, and how's a shaykh a tviya in Din of Nafashis? In order to have a din of carbon shvuah, you have to have a tviyah. So the Mar's at its side, the Mar's din is if you have to have a tviyah's moment or tviyah's nefashis. But there's no tviyah in din nefashis. So we mentioned, we said that he is masbir that the goyal adam is a teveah. Because since he's a baldovar, he is teveah the misa. That's shah misa, so he's a teveah. And the Mela, it would be possible to have a din of carbon shvuah within a nefashis, mitzad that there is a tviyah. It's just that the Mar says you need a tviyah's moment. But the teveah is a goyal adam. So Frekt of Shmuel, but that's only if there's Einish Misa. But Lechaira, Machnis in the Kippah, there's no Einish Misa. It's a din. And since he did a Misa of Rishus, and we know, Tebezin is pretty clear, Tebezin, that he's a Rosh and he's a Retzeach, so you have to Misalik to Oysi Rishim in the Oilam. You have to get rid of him. But is there a Tvi of the Goel Adam? It's not an Einish. It's not so weird. We have Shaykh Din of Shavuos Eidus over here, in this case, of Nefashis, Lechaira, there's no Tvi of Bechlal. So Shmuel says, you have to L'chaira say that it would be Shaykh Shavuos Eidus and Nefashis without a Tviyah. What does it mean without a Tviyah? We said, mentioned before also from the Kesef Mishnah that the whole reason why I need a Tviyah is because if not for that, there's no Chiyav to be made. But indeed, Nefashis, since anyway there's a Chiyav to be made, also Vyarta Rabbi Kirbecha, so you don't require a Tviyah by Din Nefashis, and Avad it Shaykh to have a Chiyav Karmen Shavuah in Nefashis even without a Tviyah. Okay, let's move on now to Nachash Tikkel Nigamara. Since the Gemara tells us that Riesik is Malikar Vacha, we saw from the Gemara this before that by Nefashes it helps aid this Yediyah without Riyah. And we mentioned also the Rambam, that the Rambam says by Nefashes you're not saying Mechana Umdina, and even Umdina helps a Mammon will not help in Nefashes because of the Pasik of Naki Vitzadik Al Tarik. As you do a Dik Ktsayis and the Sivis, which deal with a very interesting ish in Idain. The Ktsayis Sim Pe Aleph is done, if could Eidim be made on Shmiah? That means, let's say they heard a Hidah, but they did not see. The Gemara talks by us about Eidus Re'iyah, Eidus Yediyah, and the Gemara, but what about Eidus of Shmiah? Could it be made with that they heard something? They heard, for example, a Tvias Ayin of a Koil. Now the Ktais brings in the Gemara, you do with the Gemara in Chulin, that Tzadik Vav. The Gemara says, Yaseimech on a Tvias Ayin of a Koil in Isurim. The Gemara says it has to be they could rely on what it's person's voice, on the sounding of his voice. Because if not, how could a blind person be mutter b'ishtoi? The only way a blind person could live with his wife is only if he knows it's his wife. How does he know it's his wife? The answer is he's samech on a tvias ayin of a koil of her voice. So you see that in Isurim you can be samech on tvias ayin of a koil. So L'chayr, the Tzai says, in the Gemara, the Pashas would be that the Enechanami, Eidus of Shmiah, would be considered a good Eidus. But the Tzai says, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Zayin, by a Mesis, that doesn't help. If they heard the Mesis and the Makir's Koyle, it doesn't help, because maybe he's not that person. And Rashi says over there in Sanhedrin, that he could say that he wasn't him, it was somebody else. So you see that in the Nefashos, you can't kill a Mesis based on what he sounds like in the voice. You see, not Seimach on a Tvias Ayin of Koil. So the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara says that Suma is Mutav Ishtai because he's Seimach on Tvias Ayin on a recognition of the sound of the voice, of his voice, of his sound, that's enough. So why is it different? The Chayav Tzim Mechalek between Isurim and Dinei Nefashos. The Gabi Isurim, it helps a birr of a koil. If you recognize the voice, you recognize the sound, it sounds familiar and you know who it is based on the sound, that's good enough. That's a clarity, that's a birr, that's it's Ishtoi, and Mele Sum is Mutav Ishtoi. But by Dinei Nefashos, it doesn't help but Tvias Ayin of a koil. And the Melech Bazei could be by this moment also, it won't help, but Tvias Ayin of a Koil. So if Eidim are made that they heard a Hoidah, the Tzais comes out, it would not help to be Mitzi moment. The Nesivis and Siv Katan Zayin over there argues in the Tzais. And Sivis says, since you can be Seimech on Tvias Ayin of a Koil, on recognition of a voice recognition of the sound is familiar, you know who it is based on what it sounds like. In Isurim, so Mechateis, it won't help. In moment, the Gemara says in moment Sia that Chamiri Surim Maina. And so, if Isra it's enough, so moment should for sure be enough. You see, by nefashes, the ktsois had brought a rive, and he warns an edge, and that bedin and nefashes by maces doesn't help. Tvius ayin of a koil. So the tziva says, nefashes is different. You need a riyah and yediyah. Eidus shmiyah is only a yediyah. It's not a riyah. And therefore, it doesn't help bedin and nefashes. You need eidus, riyah, and yediyah. L'chayra shtarka ora the nesivis, because the Gemara is mavur l'chayra that it helps umdin adin nefashes, and that means you don't need riyah dafka. That means the idea alone is enough. But the have to say, according to what the Rambam passing is like, it's an edge and doesn't help the woman, din nefashes. So then you need both idea and re'ir, that you don't have. But otherwise, the Nesivus wants to tell you that a tvias ayin of a koil is a chacha brura, and it helps to be mighty moment. Just in nefashes, it's halacha that you have to have re'ir also. And therefore, it doesn't help in nefashes, a tvias ayin of koil. The Ktsois in the Meshoivev, Taina's back in the Nesivis, Gevaldik, he says, that's not Shayach to Yediya B'lei Re'iya. See, Yediya B'lei Re'iya, knowing without seeing, is like the story of Shim ben Shetach, where they run into a churba, and afterwards he comes out with the sword, that's Metaftev Dam, and the person is dead. So you have a Yediya that he was a Ritzeach, but you didn't see B'shas Mayis anything. It's just Muchach that he came to kill, and he's dead, so less Breira, Karchach, he's the one who killed him. It's like Yediyah, but you didn't see it, so that's Yediyah without Re'iyah. That doesn't help, but in Nefashis. But Taina the Ktsois, that in a Tvias Ayin of a Koil, if a Tvias Ayin of a Koil, if a voice recognition is considered a proper recognition, a proper way to determine that he's the right man, he's the husband, or he's the murderer, we know who he is based on his voice. So then it's a proper hecker, it's a proper recognition, and that should help mighty mom, and it's like a riya mamish. That's not a umdana, that's knowing. That's roya. What's the difference between roya and shemea? What's the difference if the sense of sight is what saw the murder, or the sense of hearing heard the murder? Either way, you're not being mishayer, you're not proving it, you're not estimating it. You know it either through your eyes, you know it through your ears. The case Shimon Shetach, you have to come on to a svar and umdino that he killed him, because who else could have killed him? He's dead and his sword is dripping blood. But you didn't see it, you don't know that he killed him, so that doesn't help. But in nefashes, but a tvias ayin of shmiya, if it's a chacha brura and it has a din of edus, so that. That is Riya and Yediya. You don't have to come on to Svar and Umdana. The whole Nidin is that good enough or not? Well, the Chayyar, it's clear that the Nesivis learned that Nefashis is halacha, you need Riya Dafka. Lafuke Shmir. So, Mele, even though Tvias Ayin of a Koil is Taka Riya Brura, it's Taka Raya Brura, it's Taka clear, but it still won't help because there's no Riya. And in other words, the Nesivis does not mean that in the Fush it doesn't help because Yechosh, maybe it's not true. And you're not Seimachan Umdina. That's not true, because if you say Seimachan Legabi Mamin, it's a Birur Gomer, it can be Seimachan Legabi in the Fush also. It's just that in the Fush, the Nesivis is tiny, the Zegzeris HaKosev, it doesn't help by Yechosh Brura. You need a Re'iyah. Just like the Zegzeris HaKosev, that Eidus Miuchedes, which is not Chosr in the Iker Birur, it's a Birur Gomer, and helps Legabi Mamin, the Zegzeris HaKosev doesn't help Legabi in the Fush. So too, there's exeris akosev and nefashes that you need a re'iyah mamish. And shmiyah is not a re'iyah mamish. And that's how the Nesivis understood it. And the Ktsais argue, and the Ktsais understood that if it's a bir gomor, for sure helps the gabi nefashes. Re'iyah and shmiyah are the same. Just like re'iyah helps, shmiyah helps. To be a sign of a koil, the only tzad, it shouldn't help. But in nefashes, is only because it's not a raya berura. But if it be a raya berura, then it'll be clear, then it would help also. Let's move on to the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Shmami no kasav Reb Yosef Glili mashbia ede knas is potter. If you mashbia ede knas, there's no din of a carbon shvua. Di salkidai te chayiv. The nihi di adia b'lei reiya ashkachan lo, but reiya b'lei adia mi lei boi meida." The Gemara continues, "Neinochris baal vasisol baal suol baal buula baal." In other words, by mashbia ede knas, it's possible a yediyah without a reiya. But it's not possible a re'iyah without a yediyah. You can't have such a thing. Now, l'chayr, what's the example of yediyah without re'iyah? L'chayr, that thing I said earlier. Yediyah, where do you have such a case of yediyah without re'iyah? L'chayr, it's the case, so the way I said earlier on Daf Lam Gimel Beis, by mano hedisli b'fnei pliny and pliny. That's a case of where they see the hidah, but there's no yediyah. There's no yediyah b'lei re'iyah. So the chayr is shver, because in such a case it's a regular din of maidi b'knas. Maidi b'knas is potter. So how could you have a case of Yediyah without Re'iyah. On this kasha, the Truma Sakri in Siman Aleph and also the Chared Ritva and now a Sugya answer, and they say what the Gemara means when it says that Beknas you could find Eid Yediyah without Re'iyah doesn't mean Eidos of Haidah, like Haidah Spadin, like we mentioned before from the Gemara earlier in Naflam Gimel Beis. It means through a Umdana. That's also called a de yediyah without a real. Like the Gemara said earlier, like in Ravacha, Gamal Aicho Ben Gamalim, we call that a yediyah, even though there's no actual real. And the Ritva says what it would be the case. The Ritva says, let's say they went, Adam followed him into a churba, and she was there was a psula there, and then afterwards they find that she is a beula. See, they knew she was a psula. And he was nichnas acharei lechur, but then she's a beula. So there's an umdana that he was manaser, and in such a case there'll be a chiyuv knas. So that's a case of yediyah without riyah. Well, the chayra on this is a shtarka aura that in order to be chayuv knas, you have to have edim. Let's see, how does an umdana help a chiyuv knas? The edim is what shavs tachaloi is chiyuv knas. It's not just a yediyah to through edim like edus devure. The edus shafin tachaloi is chiyuv knas. And the chayr, they'd have to be able to see it. So the chayr is mavur in the gemara that the umdana is blimes like a yediyah enough that the edim can shaf a chalei zchiv knas. The truma sakri is Moy speaks about another nekuda. He says lefi the sma and the bach, the famous sma and the bach that the tzeis brings siman aleph, that where the hoidoas baldin does not patter from knas, the sheet of the bach is that in such a case the hoidoas baldin is mechayev knas. In other words, the Ktzais understands that the Bach means to say that by Knas, the Haidah is Paiter. That means there's a din that a Haidah of Knas is Paiteris. But where the Haidah is not Paiteris, then Mameli Bichayim Al Pi Haidah Asai. If you can find a case that the Haidah is not Paiteris, then we'll have a Chiyuv. So Mel over here, it's very Geshmak. You can find a case in Knas of Yediyah without Riyah in a case of a Haidah which is not Paiteris. And if the Haidah is not Paiteris, the Haidah will be Mechayiv. Now, what case are we talking about? What does it mean? The Bach says a case, and the way the Ktzais understands the Bach, that the Haidah of Vaidah Beknas Potter is only where the Haidah is Paiteris, but there's cases where the Haidah is not Paiteris. Zokhti Ktzais, the Trum Sakri says, in the case of Haidah, Chutz LeBezdin. In such a case, the Haidah does not Potter, doesn't have a din of Vaidah Beknas. Ubizman Hazeh, there's no Haidah which Potters. So then we don't have a din of Haidah which Potters, Vaidah Beknas Potter, and Mel Yibichuyev Alpi. But the Ktzais himself was mechiyach from the mice of Tovi Avdish and Gamliel in the Rambam Bekama that even where there's no Haidah Peteres, there's also no Chiyav Alpi Haidah Asai. Because the Gemara says over there, Gamliel was Maida Chutz LeBezdin, and he knocked out the eye, the tooth of Tovi Avdish. So the Gemara, and the Chayr Wisen is not the Chayav Alpi Haidah Asai, because Haidah Chutz LeBezdin is not Patri, Maida Beknas Potter is not said when Haidah is Chutz LeBezdin. So why wasn't he chayiv al pi haidah asay? So zokhti ktzais, it's muchach that even though the haidah is not peiteres, but the haidah is also not mechayiv. So ebazay, if the haidah is not mechayiv, so then wavay teshver, how can you find the case and vay debeknas of yediyah without riyah? The haidah itself is never going to be mechayiv, even the case where the haidah is not going to pater. In the next sugya, on the bottom of lamadalam and aleph, lamadalam and beis, it comes up a very big yesod in the Havana of what the Hagdara of a Hugza Kafrin is. But firstly, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nuna Kameda Rav Yehuda, V'Yosef Rav Yehuda, V'Kamei Boyele, Monim in Yisicha V'Fnei Pleini U'Pleini. He gave him a money in front of two people, in front of two Edim, V'Edim, now we go to the Amveiz, V'Edim Reinais in Bachutz. The Edim see him on the outside, they didn't recognize, the Nitva did not know that the Edim are there. If the Edom were there inside, so then the Edom would know what it is. If it's a Piroi and Alva. So the Gemara says, Omlev Amnuna Valo Matoin. What does the Nitva say? If he says it's not true, he never received anything, so he's a Hugze Kafran, because they saw that he was counted out the money to him. So even though the Edom on the outside don't know if it was Alva or Matana, he still has a din of a Kafran, because he said, Lehoyedvar Me'olam. And they said clearly that he received the money, so he's arguing with the Edim, once he's Hugze Kafran, he's not Neman anymore, Bishvua, in this money. And we'll see in a moment what the Agdara of that is. But the next line is, Omar in Shokli v'di Shokli, if he says, yes, I took the money, and it's my money, so ki also Edim, my Havi. What difference does it make that the Edim come and say that he received the money? He's masking me he received the money. But he's saying it wasn't B'Tairas, halva, it wasn't a loan. I don't owe the money back. And on that, the Edom attacking not being machishim. The Edom not saying that it was a halva. So Mimela, he is Nema. And this is a famous shiloh from the Ktzais. The Ktzais of Simenai and Tesef Kotten Beis asks, why is this Gemara, why is it different than a Gemara in Shavuos? The other Gemaras that say that Dvar Masuin Lahashilu Lahaskir, any chefetz which is normally lent out or rented out, and if the Ra'edim in such a case that he gave him this chefetz, and we don't know if it was given to somebody b'teiras matana or b'teiras she'ela, was it lent to him or was it given to him? If the Marakama Tainas that was given b'teiras she'ela was given to him as a loan, the din is with the Marakama. And the Marakama, the original owner, could be mitzi the chefetz from the one who is holding it now, because by Dvar Masuyin Lahashil Lahaskir, the chefetz which is normally lent out, there is no cheskas mitaltalin. And therefore, the one who's muhzik on the chefetz, one who's holding the chefetz, does not have a strong enough haychacha, a strong enough raya to be mitzi from the marakama, because the chefetz is normally lent out or rented out and not given. So frektek tzais, if that's true, so in our Gemara, matbea coins are normally oimed l'halva, are normally used for lending purposes. So there should also not be a chazaka. That means it should be becheskes marakama. So why is it so pashut to the Gemara that if the nitva taina is that in didi shakli, yes, it's mine. I took it, and it's mine. It wasn't given to me teres halva. L'chari, the marakama's taina is given me teres halva, and it's dvarim asuyin lahash lahaskir. And it's money is usually even for halva. So why is the nitva? Why is it pashut that the nitva is nema? Now the sefer Nachal Yitzchak in Simenai and Beis, he brings that according to the Rambam, it's not shver, because the Rambam holds that dvar masuyin lahash lahaskir, which take away the cheskas metaltalin, is davka kalim that mitchilasan were made for she'ela to be lent out of a schiris. And mainly that zichah not shayech by mois. That's only by kalim which are made lahedya for she'ela in schiris. And that by matbeah, zichah won't have that. By a coin, it's not made lahedya for schiris. So therefore, by a coin, the nitva definitely would be considered a muzik, and he'd be able to be mitzi from the marakama. But l'chay, even according to the other rishayim, he wants a tain. According to the sheet zarach and the sheet zarif, it depends what the balbais is ruggle to do. If the balbais is ruggle to lend it out, it's called dvar masuyin lash laskir. But l'chay, that could be it's only by a chefetz which you give back, but by halva, which is not hodr be'enei, we don't give back ben. Could be his machbid, he doesn't lend it out. So maybe it's not even called Dvar Masuyin Lash Laskir. Could be. But the Ktzais is taking on, not like that, the Ktzais is taking on that money is normally lent out. Since money is normally lent out, so he's asking why is the Nitva here believed to say in Shakli, Didi Shakli, why is it any different than Dvar Masuyin Lash Laskir, which is not Nema to be Maitzi from Marakama? On this, the Ktzais says, Yeshleimi says, the Shani Chefetz. A chefetz is different. The hodre be'ene, an object goes back to the bailim. So since an object goes back to the bailim, the marakama is considered the one who has the chazaka. Because since this chefetz, normal, these chafotzim are suin lahashla ulahaskir, they're normally lent out or rented out, so we put it becheskas marakama. He says, but a halva alone, the rule is, the klal is, a milva alone is loitzon. No. So since it's leitzon, and it automatically leaves the cheskas bailim horishayim, because it's given to the loiva to spend. So even if it was given to materas halva, then the muzik is still not the marakama. The muzik is the one who's holding it. So only now the nidin is, was it given materas halva, materas piroin, or matana, was it given to him? On that, we say, as ches metalton, he's nice in the muzik. He's never to say that he took it. He has it, but Teiras that it's his. It's not Teiras Alvo. Over here, the Marakama can't be considered the Muzik. The money, when it's given Teiras Alvo, Zicha leaves the Rishus of the Marakama. And it's Zicha in the Rishus of the Loive. The Shaila is, does he have a Chiyav or not? So therefore, the Loive will be believed. Zay Emphit the Ketzais is Shaila. But it comes out, the Meir de Kazach comes out, according to the Ketzais, that's only if he gave money. But if he would have given a Chefetz to his friend, and the nidon would be, was it given b'teiras mecher or b'teiras matana? You'd be able to say that over here we dan that it's a cheskas with the cheskas marakama, and then they gave it to b'teiras mechira. the chayra, because the marakama over here is talking a muzik. It's only by a money with it. We don't say the marakama is a muzik. By a va and piroin, there's no ches in marakama because he's not the money was given away, was given out. But could be by a chayfitz, you wouldn't say that. By a chayfitz taki would say that it goes back to the marakama. That's our aura on this chelik of the Gemara. Now let's go back to what the Gemara was saying, that if the Nitva says, then the din is that he's huchzik kafran. Why is he huchzik kafran? Because he definitely said something which is not true, neged the Edom. The Edom said that he received the money. They're not sure how he received the money, b'teres salvo or not, but they know he got the money. And if he says he never got the money, so he's a huchzik kafran. Now, so therefore what? So we give Eger, learns that the gather of Hosek Kafrin is a gather like a Hidoas Baldin. That means if it was given to Materis Matana, he should have timed it that it was Matana. Since he said that he never gave it to me, and that's a Hidoah that he did not receive a Materis Matana. And the same with the case of the Gemara that says, Le'avarti b'tzad omud zema oilom, and that it's, there's a Hidoah that if he was Ovar Shamin Nosanloi, that even though it's not Hidoah Mufureshes, it's a Hidoah which comes Mikoyach Haychoch, we prove that Hidoah from what he said, and it comes out against the Edim, but that is also called a Hidoah. And that's Daimah to what in Mukiyah says in Bometziah, Naf Gimel, that a Shemer that says Lahadam, a Shemer says he never received the Pikodin. And then Edom come and say that he did receive the Bikodin, he's not any more neman to say Nensu, that it was a Oinus. Even though if he would have said Nensu originally, it would be Potter, but since there's a Hoidah, Mikoyach Dechocha, that it wasn't a Oinus, because if it would be an Oinus, he would have tied a Nensu, so it's as if that he said it wasn't Nensu, because he said Ladam. He said it was, if he had a tie of Nensu, why did he say Nensu? If he didn't say Nensu, it's, he'd be made it wasn't Nensu. So Ebazoi, now that we have Edom that say that he has the Bikodin, he's going to have to give it back. And Ruki Vega just is Maisiv, and he says that by the case of Loila Visi, where somebody says Loila Visi, where the Kalal is, Kolaymo Loila Visi, Kaymo Le Pirati Dummy, over there, Ruki Vega times maybe that blives Aydom Ufureshes, because he said that he never borrowed, so that means he never paid. So over there, you don't have to come say it's a Mikayah Haydom, you know, Haydom Mikayah Haychacho. Since that's clear, Lachar, it's a Kloro Haydom. That's Kloro Haydom that there was no Piroi. It's only in our case we're saying that he should have said the Tain of Nensu, he should have said that it was given to him Matani, and he didn't, then that's not called Haidah Mifureshes. But and the Nafkamina is that Haidah, which is not Mifureshes, only works in Bezdin. But Haidah, which is Mifureshes, is Mahani even Chutz LeBezdin. So Kaponim, there's a chilik between Kalem Levis, Kalem Le Parati Domi, and the case of saying, should have been Tain that it was an Ainis, or should have timing that it was given to you by Teres Matana. Now, L'chayr, this is if you understand the Gemara, that Huxik Kafran means in the Ged of Aydoz Baldin. But it seems, in the Rishayim of Metzia, and other places, that there's another malach to understand what it means, Huxik Kafran. The Gemara of Metzia, Naf Yud Zayin says, if let's say somebody says, Lahadam, he never borrowed any money. And afterwards, Edom came and said that he borrowed. And then afterwards he comes back, then Nitva the Leva says that Hashta Pari paid the Chayv now, so he's not Neman, because who's the Kafran? Originally he said, L'Hadam. So he's not Neman Taina Parati. So now why is a Huzik Kafran and Neman Taina Parati? So in the Rajbit says that because since he's Huzik Kafran, he's not Oymed to pay only Bifnei Edom. Because since he's Meshakran on this money, he's not going to pay Shle Bifnei Edom. And really he's not Neman to Taina Parati. So the Fizeh, din of Huzik Kafrin, is just that he can't tie a parati. So Ebazoi L'chari, that doesn't apply to our case. Over here, he can't say that din Huzik Kafrin, he can't tie a parati, because he could say he's Mekabal money, but Teres Matana. He didn't have to say that it's parati. And that he should still be able to be Neman. So that Svara of Huzik Kafrin, that he's not Neman, tie a parati, would not apply to our Sugim. But others, Rishayim say, that the din of Huzik Kafrin is that once you're a kafir on this money, once you're considered somebody who said a non-truth as far as this money is concerned, you're Huzik Kafrin on this money, so then you lose your koyach hatayin on this money. And male, if you lose your koyach hatayin on this money, you're not going to be able to name anything you want to say on this money. Where is there a right to such a yesod? The Gemara of Basra Nabov, the Rishayim asks, that over there, the Sugya talks about Kalaymalay Lavisi, Kalaymalay Parati Dummy. And something where the Rishayim asked that somebody who says Lay Lavisi, and then afterwards he says Lavisi and Parati, So the reason why he's not Neman is what do you have to come on to such a reason? What do you have to say the time why he's not Neman to say Parati is because since he said originally Levisi and Levisi, if he said you didn't borrow, obviously he didn't pay back. Because he's a Hosek Kafrin. He tainted before, and over there, he tainted that he paid before Edom came. So he's not. Why is he not Neman say Parua? Teretz is he's a Hosek Kafrin. He was a kafir in the money. He's not anyone Neman with a koyach hatayna and that money. That's the Rishayim's kasha. But you see from the Rishayim that once you're always a kafir in the money, once you're saying a non-truth in the money, then automatically you lose your koyach hatayna in gansen on the money. So Ebazoi, in our sugi also, by the case of Manis Lachamana, and he said Lahadam, and afterwards Edom came and said that the Taki gave him, counted out the money to him, so he's a Hukzik Kafir in the money. So Mele could be, he loses Koyach HaTayna on that money in Gansin, and Mele is not Neman to say that he even received the B'Teras Matana. He's not going to be believed to say that he got the money B'Teras Matana, because he doesn't have a koyach v'tayna in this money that he was already a hugzik kafrin in. So that's a different havana in hugzik kafrin. That you lose your koyach v'tayna. But Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, tayna is a gevaldige tayna. He says, in our sugya, you can't explain the Gemara that hugzik kafrin means that you lose your koyach v'tayna on this money. Once you said a non-truth, once you mashaker, maybe you can't taina any tainas in this money. Because that's only when you need to come on to your nemanas of a koyach taina, for example, to say parati. Once it's a cheskas chiv, it's established by the eden that there's a chayv, so you have to be neman to say parati. You need a taina to pati yourself. On that, we say, if you are a hosei kafrin, you lose your koyach taina. But we originally said ladam, and then afterwards he said the nesinas mois were matan like an hour gemara. There's no cheskas chiyev. There's no vadi halvoy here. You don't need a taina. You're a taina that you were never chayev. You're not taina that you paid up a chiyev. And mele, it's not shaychad in hugzik kafrin that you lose your koyach hataina, because you don't need a koyach hataina. Al karchoch, the pshat now gemara is that hugzik kafrin means because the idos baldin, like we first started out saying. And the idos baldin is that if it would be true that you got a b'teres matana, why didn't you say you got a b'teres matana? If in the fact that you didn't say you got a b'teres matana means you were made that wasn't a matana. You said you never got the money. Now we know we got the money, al pi edim, so now we know that it wasn't a matana. You were made that it wasn't a matana. But without the din of idos baldin, you can't mechayev him, because he tiny, there's no chiv at all. He doesn't need a kecha tiny to pat himself. It's only where hosei kafrin wouldn't be a idos baldin. Hosei kafrin, then you could say, you have to come on to saying hosei kafrin takes away your kecha tiny. But in summary, we learned really three ways to understand what Hosek Kafrin is. Either it's a Hidas Baldin from the fact that he didn't taina the taina peteres, so mele you were moida that that's not true. Or Hosek Kafrin is that you mashaker, once you mashaker, you lose your nemanis of a kercha taina, that in this taina. Or in, for example, over here, Hosek Kafrin is not that you lose your kercha taina and gansen on the money, it's just you can't say any more parati. The last two don't apply over here because we don't need a koyach hatayna. We don't need just a nemanas of parati. We need a yishuv. All you have to say is that the money is yours b'teres matana. And for that, the reason what we're saying in takinat neman is only because it lives the gather idos baldin on this money that you didn't receive b'teres matana.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.